This video is made possible by Brilliant, where you can learn more about how planets are actually discovered. The first 200 people to click the link in the description will get 20% off an annual premium subscription. So based off the demographics of people that watch my videos, chances are that most of you learned in school at some point that the solar system contains 9 planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. In 2006, the International Astronomical Union removed Pluto from this list and reclassified it as a dwarf planet, which lowered the count of planets in the solar system to 8 and has disappointed Pluto fans ever since. So from 2006 on, school curriculum in the United States and elsewhere has taught that the solar system contains just 8 planets. But it may actually have been 9 all along, it just wasn't ever Pluto. In 2016, two researchers at the California Institute of Technology came to a startling conclusion based off of mathematical and computational models. These models suggested that a huge and undiscovered planet may exist in the far reaches of the solar system. If this turns out to be true, the model suggests that the planet has about 10 times the mass of Earth and about 2 to 4 times Earth's diameter, making it roughly the same size as the planet Neptune. Neptune is only an average distance of 30 astronomical units from the Sun, one astronomical unit meaning the distance between the Sun and Earth. Pluto, meanwhile, is usually 40 AUs from the Sun, while Planet 9, if it exists, would be located an average distance of 700 AUs from the Sun. In fact, this entire planet's orbit is crazy to think about. It would take between 10,000 and 20,000 years for it to make one complete orbit around the Sun, which means at its closest point it would still be about 200 AUs away. The furthest into space we've ever made so far is with the Voyager 1 space probe, and even then, that has only traveled 139 AUs as of August 2017. Since Planet 9 so far has not yet been observed directly, the only evidence for its existence are mathematical, but they're pretty convincing. 13 of the most distant known Kuiper Belt objects, for example, all have orbits that line up in a very peculiar way. The clustering of orbits like this is extremely unlikely to have happened just by chance, but the existence of Planet 9 could easily explain it. The original researchers also predicted that Planet 9's gravity would cause another set of Kuiper Belt objects to be forced into orbits perpendicular to Planet 9's orbit. Since that prediction was made, 5 such objects have already been discovered that perfectly match the description. Additionally, the 8 known major planets of the solar system currently orbit the Sun tilted by 6 degrees compared to the Sun's equator. The reason behind this has long been one of astronomy's greatest mysteries. But Planet 9's gravity, over billions of years, could have influenced this by wobbling the entire solar system plane ever so slightly. While evidence like this is considered to be very strong, there is still debate as to whether the planet actually exists or not. Neptune was predicted to exist before it was actually discovered using similar mathematical models back in 1846, which means that yes, Neptune was actually discovered by humans before Antarctica was. But another predicted planet named Vulcan, which was hypothesized to exist between the Sun and Mercury because of strange effects on Mercury's orbit, was later disproven, and the strange effects on Mercury's orbit was later explained by Einstein's theory of general relativity. The strange gravitational effects at the edge of the solar system may be a result of a huge Planet 9, but they may also be explained by some effect that we don't currently fully grasp. But if it is real, then you could gain permanent fame by being the first to actually spot and discover it. It's hard to see because very little light from the Sun would reach out this far to illuminate it. But to date, telescopic searches have only just begun to scratch the surface of the area that needs to be scanned. Planet 9 does not currently have an official name, and it won't receive one until it's been confirmed through optical imaging. Once that's been done, the person or team responsible for the discovery will be given priority in naming the planet, which needs to be confirmed by the International Astronomical Union. Knowing how the internet is with things like this, I think it'd be great to hear some creative ideas. But sadly, the one that will most likely be chosen by the IAU is something from either Greek or Roman mythology. If you want to learn the basic science behind how astronomers actually make these discoveries, you should try Brilliant. They have an incredible course on astronomy, complete with approachable explanations, straightforward graphics, and thought-provoking questions, which help you figure out the mathematics of planetary transits. I've been really enjoying Brilliant because figuring out answers to complicated questions is one of the most rewarding experiences in my life, and their courses do a great job of providing an overview of complex topics in a way that anyone can understand. understand. You can try the first chapter for free over at brilliant.org/reallifelore, and the first 200 people who decide to upgrade to the premium subscription will receive 20% off. If you're watching this channel, you probably enjoy learning, so I absolutely suggest that you at least give them a try. Thank you all so much for watching, and I can't wait to see you again next week for another brand new video then.